But Pruitt's rollback isn't controversial for climate reasons alone. Though automakers had requested the revision, saying compliance with Obama's rules would be costly, they are now worried that the administration may go too far. Most significantly, California could set its own emission standards in response, leading to a protracted court battle that would force carmakers to operate without clear or uniform rules. Maintaining a single national program is critical to ensuring that cars remain affordable, the Auto Alliance trade group said in a largely supportive statement. This hesitant reaction to Pruitt's rollback underscores the strange position in which the EPA administrator finds himself. He is extraordinarily effective at fulfilling Trump's promise to nix regulations. He's made more than 20 big deregulatory moves by his own count, and also at attracting controversy that riles opponents and has led to questions about how long he can survive in a White House prone to turnover. The ethics scandals he faces are striking. He lived for 6 months in a condo co-owned by a lobbyist, paying $50 a night. He spent more than $100,000 of taxpayer money on first and business class travel everywhere from Italy to New York City, a move he defended as a security measure. He went around the White House to give favored aides raises upwards of 30%. And that's just news from the past few months. His wonkier policy moves have been equally controversial. Most recently in March, he told the conservative Daily Caller that he would stop the agency from using any studies that aren't based entirely on data accessible to the public. This means, for example, excluding research that relies on private health information. Pruitt says it's about transparency, but scientists say that ignoring essential public health research endangers lives. This leaves me and many of my colleagues puzzled about what to do, says Jonathan Levy, a professor of environmental health at Boston University. How can you genuinely affect public health and decision-making if the decision-makers do not wish to use science? Now, Pruitt has hinted that the fight over vehicle emission standards will remain bitter if blue states don't fall into line. Cooperative federalism doesn't mean that one state can dictate standards for the rest of the country, he said. So far, Trump has stood by his EPA chief. Still, the relationship appeared strained as the latest round of revelations hit. The White House confirmed that the two men spoke by phone in the midst of the latest controversy, but declined to give any more details. Asked about Pruitt at a public appearance on April 3rd, Trump had a brief response. "I hope," the president said, "he's going to be great."